Hey everyone, it's Endymion, and today I want to talk about this piece that came out recently that publicly denounces the entirety of Warhammer 40k as a hobby and an entertainment medium as an extreme far-right breeding ground. It's quite ridiculous, but as you'll see as we go on, this article is reason alone for this video to exist. It is gross, it is condescending, and it confirms that movements like Gamergate 2 are not only needed, but justified in existing. These people really hate that you are enjoying things in ways they don't want you to enjoy them. So let's get into this. This article comes from Rock Paper Shotgun and it's titled, Why Play a Fascist? Unpacking the Hideousness of the Space Marine. This is written by Edwin Evans Thurwell. Don't harass this person, by the way, but let's unpack and dissect exactly what he's saying here in his article. So the claim within this piece is that objectively speaking, Games Workshop and Saber Interactive, which made Space Marine 2, are at fault for creating a game that glorifies what Edwin here is claiming as pro-fascist content. I should probably define what fascism really is for people watching this in case they don't know. So fascism is defined as a way of organizing a society in which a government ruled by a dictator controls the lives of the people and in which people are not allowed to disagree with the government. Fascism is also defined as an ultra-nationalistic ideology. It's also a far-right ideology that focuses on militarism. Centralized autocracy and has a dictator-like leadership that is in control of everything. The best example of a fascist government is, of course, Germany during World War II with the whole Yahtzee stuff. Which, by the way, it's so stupid that I can't say the word on YouTube because of censorship reasons, but anyway. Now that we all know what fascism is what this Edwin of Rock Paper Shotgun is claiming what Space Marine 2 is advocating and glorifying. I mean, Edwin goes guns blazing right out of the gate where he says this. In order to make Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine 2 enjoyable, Saber Interactive had to make the Space Marines less like Space Marines. That's to say, less like semi-lobotomized, hypnotically indoctrinated slave soldiers enthralled to an uncaring and possibly non-existent god. In the words of Rick Priestley, primary writer for the original Warhammer 40,000 Rogue Trader rulebooks back in the 1980s. In Warhammer 40,000, supposedly satirical, definitively grimdark Imperium of Man, the Space Marines are the genetically engineered sons and warrior monks of the Emperor, a messiah figure reduced to a dreaming corpse on the Golden Throne, whose immense psychic emissions serve as a kind of spirit lighthouse for interstellar travel. The Space Marines are grotesque supermen clad in motorized armor who exist to exterminate the alien, the mutant, and the unclean. They are the ultimate embodiment of patriarchal xenophobic fascism. This is a source of some irony given that they themselves barely qualify any longer as human according to the ideals of uncorrupted humanity they champion. While Edwin makes some points here, I don't think claiming that the entirety of Warhammer is some far-right fascist-loving hobby is a good way of looking at things. Since anyone can really look at any property and find extremists within them. I don't believe the Space Marines are necessarily an allegory for fascism myself. The way I look at them personally anyway, is that they are a necessary force that is required to protect the Imperiums of Man. It's very obvious that the threats outside in the cosmos are riddled with all sorts of disgusting monsters and threats. The Tyranids alone are reason enough to want to fight tooth and nail to ensure that mankind is protected against that threat. Because the only thing standing between the children of man and those nightmares are the selfless Space Marines themselves. There's a line in the first season of True Detective, which I personally still think as a self-contained season, is one of the best single pieces of television ever produced. If you watched it, you know what I mean. Anyway, there's a line in that first season that perfectly encapsulates what I believe is the reasoning for things like this. Which is where Woody Harrelson's character asks Rust Cole, who's played by Matthew McConaughey, if he ever asked himself in his core if he was a bad man, to which Russ says this, "The world needs bad men, we keep the other bad men from the door." And that quote, to me anyway, was the single most perfect way of encapsulating why this mentality is needed in order to maintain the fragile balance of peace among society. Military soldiers in real life, or Space Marines in the grim dark, the world, or hell, the universe, even needs men that are capable of getting their hands dirty. Because the ultimate truth is simply that without those who are willing to do what is necessary, evil will wash over the world like a tidal wave consuming everything in its wake. The only cure to evil, in a realistic sense, is to foster what can only be considered monsters to protect the flock from other would-be monsters. And a space marine is just that, a monster of a man that was created through thousands of years of genetic engineering and practice. Not created just to look scary, I mean they are 9 feet tall and then some, but designed by the Emperor of Mankind for one reason only, which is to protect the sanctity of mankind always. The threats outside of Earth have clearly made the case that they are hostile and they want to eradicate all of humanity if they're given a chance. These races outside of man have already accepted that the only way to enact their own Imperium of Control, if you will, is by creating their own monsters to protect them. In this instance, the best way to look at each race in Warhammer is to imagine them each as their own castle. Every castle is then placed on a battlefield, and between each of these Imperiums, whether it be Eldar, Tyranids, Orcs, or whatever else you want to pick, there are these forces that are fighting in the middle to gain more ground. All of these monsters, each created through thousands if not millions of years of practices, failures, and breakthroughs, are all trying to get to the other castle's door, if you will. And once the gate is breached, all hell will break loose and the fight is then over for the losing side. I never understood how people can look at the world as this peaceful, coexisting place since it's never been that. Even in the animal kingdom, these creatures may coexist to an extent, but ultimately there's always going to be a food chain. An alpha trying to enact its will on the weaker to keep them in check, and I think believing that space marines are simply fascist pawns is a very strict and honestly stupid way of looking at them. If people like Edwin were in control of a theoretical Imperium themselves, then humanity would have been long dead and enslaved by now in that universe. There's a reason why only certain kinds of people are able to become actual soldiers or whatnot. Not everyone is capable of getting their hands dirty, but I think spitting on or claiming that those who are sacrificing everything so that you can sleep soundly at night are just somehow bad people is a pathetic and honestly childish way to look at the world. Let's be real, without military fixed borders and law, the world becomes a hellstorm of unchecked insanity. The reality is that without these predisposed structures in place, there's nothing keeping you safe from those who would wish harm upon you. Whenever I hear someone say, we need open borders, or we need to abolish the police, I want you to know that these are the same people who would die first in any attack or invasion. These are the morons who don't want bad men to protect the door from other bad men. They would instead just want the door open because they've been brainwashed by other bad men in faraway places who are using their own stupidity against them in order to win. If evil and degeneracy never existed, we wouldn't have to keep locks on our doors or weapons to protect us or institutions to strike down on the criminally corrupt. But the reality is, whether you want to admit it or not, the core of humanity will always be a breeding ground, no matter how good or just it is, for some form of evil to fester. And I think pushing the ideology in any way, whether it's in real life with actual governmental policies or entertainment like in Space Marines, trying to push the idea that we don't need soldiers, or in this case, genetically bioengineered superhuman war machines, who have had concepts like fear bred out of their gene pool to be something of an issue. All it takes is for some weak men to get into positions of power and believe that their soy boy mentalities are what the rest of the world should be living by. Look at Canada and how absolutely screwed our housing crisis is right now, which is primarily due to the fact that our current sitting prime minister, as of the making of this video anyway, is someone who believes that Canada should just be a revolving door that allows anyone in. All this ends up doing is driving up the cost of living, ruining the job market completely, and flooding cities, especially on the eastern coast of Canada, with more people than these provinces know what to do with. It's not racist, nor is it problematic to state that the way that the world is going right now, it's clearly not working. And oddly enough, when you think about it, a lot of these issues stem from the typical left-leaning political ideologies. They believe that everyone is going to be okay, we should just be kumbaya, while ironically the people making these decisions within these leftist movements almost always live in gated communities with armed bodyguards to ensure the consequences of their decisions have no actual effects on their own everyday lives. Maybe I'm getting too political here, but I genuinely do not think that what this Edwin guy is saying is true at all. Chalking up national security or the preservation of mankind in this case and the core values in which great countries are built upon, which, by the way, are almost always that of conservative values, hence the conserve part being in the name, are being ripped apart by woke morons to seem more virtuous than they are. There's nothing just about laying on your back and allowing the wave of water to swallow you whole because you're afraid to be called racist or something else. When people call things like Warhammer fascist or try to paint everything they disagree with as far right, it just shows a lack of empathy on their human side. But it also proves that these are the very same people who, if given more power, will absolutely demolish everything good nations are built upon because of their own moronic beliefs. I talk a lot about wokeness, maybe you noticed on this channel, how it's a brain virus that eats away at people's critical thinking, until they're eventually indoctrinated into becoming frightened, pathetic excuses for human beings. Wokeness erodes at not only someone's brain, but their dignity, their identity, until they are nothing but an NPC or a non-playable character, if you will, in a video game. You know what I mean, you've seen them, someone who just disappears into the background, who has no real purpose but to populate the environment for the sake of it. I can't imagine living or acting like this, believing that you're somehow morally just believing that there should be no doors, so to speak, on these castles. But instead, there should be a conveyor belt that is just flooding people into other places, sometimes without even IDs to identify who these people even are or where they came from. All of this nonsensical structure stem from the fact that these people who write these articles or push these agendas are unanimously of a similar hive mind, one that is hell-bent on destroying everything that made Western civilization the gold standard of living back in the day. And now we've reached a point where space marines of all things are now fascist because they are duty-bound and want to protect humanity from the forces of evil that want to literally eat them and enslave them like their livestock. If you have a left-leaning brain and genuinely see the world in this we are all the same, there's no concepts like gender and whatnot, then I truly believe that you have been successfully brainwashed by institutions to the point where you don't even know how screwed you are in a mental way, even if you tried. And the more people like this get into positions of power, the more everything you hold dear is going to be torn apart and ruined for the sake of virtuous and political agenda pandering for that sake. That's why a lot of your games are now woke garbage now in the West for the most part. All your heroes are being replaced. And they're getting destroyed because they're deemed problematic because they are either white-skinned or male or whatever other buzzword they want to use at the time. It's never been about coexisting for a lot of these insane people, it's always been about replacing and pulling down the bedrock of what made things great before to make way for pale imitations. I got flack a while back when I said that Ghost of Tsushima was getting modern audience for having a female main character like so many other games in the West. People attacked me all over, and I took the brunt of it because I knew in a sea of NPCs that I was right. That all of this is just being done deliberately on purpose to destroy everything that we love. And even movies are doing it too. Look at Joker 2. People loved the first movie, made $1 billion for God's sakes. Then Joker 2 comes out, and they destroyed the character on such a fundamental level that it retroactively makes the first film worse due to association. And that was only done because the creators of the first Joker movie's eyes that the wrong people were liking their movie. Instead of hating him, people empathized with Joker because he was downtrodden, spit on, and had his humanity stripped from him. He then became a symbol, and they didn't like that, so he was ruined, assaulted, literally, and eventually dies in the sequel, bleeding out because you are not allowed to enjoy things unless you agree with these people at the top. They also took Tomb Raider and reduced Lara Croft from the amazing borderline superhero that she was into this fumbling, crying lesbian loser. This deconstruction of the things you love are being pushed only so that they can be replaced by worse versions with the right set of politics and ideologies in mind. Turning back to this Rock Paper Shotgun article, the writer continues by saying, "Still, it would have been useful to dig into what it means to make Space Marines likable because Warhammer 40k today has an issue with certain groups of players actively identifying with them. Exactly how far this extends is unclear, but the game's fascist subculture is significant enough that Games Workshop have felt moved to publish statements disavowing outright bigots and reminding the tabletop community that the Imperium of Man is a send-up of fascism, of empire, and of murderous patriarchs, not an endorsement." I think this writer is looking too deep into this through their obvious political leaning lens. Are there going to be bad actors in any fandom? Of course there are. This is impossible to eradicate 100%. It will always exist. It's like trying to get rid of all murderers in society. It's kind of impossible. But to somehow say that Warhammer fans are in general as pro-fascist individuals, that's ridiculous as well. It's like saying that everyone who plays Call of Duty is now pro-war crimes. Maybe they just want to play a game with guns in it because it's fun to play. It's not that deep. Of course, later on in the article, this labeling begins to get tiresome where it says this. The writer also then uses a designer named Tim Colwell as their reasoning, who published an account of how Warhammer 40k has become more fascist over time, and it says, As Tim Caldwell notes, one outcome of making Space Marines more like real-world soldiers is that Warhammer 40,000 has become more appealing to the actual military institutions that have so often proven to be allies or spawning grounds for fascists. He comments scathingly on its presence of United States Army Forces recruiters at Warhammer 40,000 tournaments. He is similarly unimpressed by the recent diversity washing of the settings Ubermensch in Space Marine 2. Kyren and Gadriel are of non-white ethnicity, much to the chagrin of certain reactionary Warhammer players. And by Games Workshop's efforts to market this most vicious of fables to younger teenagers and children. Even as older enthusiasts show up to events in Yahtzee regalia or cheekily portray noted Hitler sympathizer Donald Trump as a present-day God Emperor. This just reads like propaganda and gaslighting to me. First of all, calling Warhammer a spawning ground for fascists is absurd. Most people just enjoy it because it's a dark science fiction universe. It's like saying anyone who likes Mass Effect is also pro-military, because you play as Commander Shepard, who is a decorated war soldier, but it doesn't work that way. Then saying that the United States Armed Forces has recruiters at Warhammer tournaments, okay. There's Armed Forces recruiters at every single popular event. Here in Calgary, Alberta, we have a big outdoor show once a year that's called the Calgary Stampede. It goes on for almost 2 weeks. It has rides for kids to play on, food vendors, super dog shows, I love those things, and then concerts with popular artists. It also has, near the stadium, an army recruitment vendor that's always there, and they usually even have a giant tank there that people can climb into to, you know, see what a real tank looks like, and don't worry, there's not real ammunition in it, at least I hope not. But would you then say that the family with two kids going to the Stampede is now pro-fascist because they went to the Calgary Stampede to drink lemonade, eat some mini donuts, and have their kids have fun in the sun simply because there happens to be an army recruitment vendor there? You see, when you really apply actual logic to it, it doesn't make a lot of sense, and you're just grasping at straws and trying to connect things that don't connect. Like, I've been going to Stampede for well over a decade now. I'm not a fascist. I've been to Comic Expo here in Calgary, and guess what? They also have an army recruiter there as well. Doesn't mean anyone who attends the Comic Expo who likes video games, anime, comics, or whatever else, that they are not going there to enjoy stuff, but actually because they're all secretly pro-fascist just because there happens to be an army recruiter there? I don't think so, and neither should you. It's almost as if whenever there's a high concentration of people in one area with tons of traffic, that certain institutions will pay people to peddle their pamphlets and such. Again, this Edwin guy and whatnot are really trying to paint a community of people as something that they're not. Even further, where they say that this Tim Caldwell guy was mad that there was diversity watching in Space Marine 2, calling out Kyren and Gadriel. And the fact that you, Edwin, in your article that there was reactions for Warhammer fans is ridiculous. I didn't see anyone ever during the release of this game prior to or after that complained about Kyren or Gadriel at all. In fact, the existence of those characters in Space Marine 2, if anything, confirms what Thomas Mahler of Moon Studio said recently as well. Which is that diversity will happen naturally as long as you don't force it, and by the looks of it, fans love Kyren and Gadriel. I've even heard rumors that they want Gadriel to eventually show up in his own book at some point. Nobody hates these characters because of their ethnicity, because their identity is not defined solely by the color of their skin. It's almost as if people don't have a problem with diversity as long as it's not being forced or brought attention to. Kyren is black, cool, good for him. His character is not defined by that whatsoever, nor does anyone point to it or treat him differently. The only people treating these characters differently for their ethnicity, ironically, are this writer and this Caldwell person, who also coincidentally think that you're all fascists and believe that all Warhammer fans are Yahtzee sympathizers. I mean, you wrote that yourself in the article, Edwin. It's right there. And by the way, claiming things like Donald Trump as God Emperor, sure, as a meme, which, yeah, I've seen it, but the likely meme video that they're referring to where Trump is in Warhammer Emperor armor, that wasn't even in the USA or Canada. It was at a parade in Italy, for God's sake, which completely disproves your so-called the Westerners are making big God Emperor statues out of Trump narrative. It was made by an Italian artist named Fabrizio Galli, and he has made other pieces of art as satirical pieces of other political figures in the past too. So yet again, you're grasping at straws trying to make an entire community seem like something that they aren't. You're trying to weaponize your hatred and bigotry of people you don't like into painting them as criminals or monsters, yet the only monster here is you, Edwin, and Caldwell as well. Nobody cares that those characters are diverse, and anyone with two brain cells could Google God Emperor Trump and immediately find out that you're lying through your weird face in this article. Edwin continues by saying, I think you see a similar blend of ironical enjoyment, fetishization, and questionable progressive pot-licking in how Warhammer 40,000 has evolved since the debut of the tabletop's war game's first miniatures and rulebooks. One thing I read between the lines of Caldwell's piece is the risk of intolerance bred by the increasing consistency and professionalization of Warhammer 40,000 as a fiction. Oh my god, dude, these people are insufferable. All of these freaks are like smaller versions of Anita Sarkeesian, dude, I swear. They just want to be offended all the time by things that they don't like, because it's just like the Joker and Tomb Raider comparisons that I made before. They hate Warhammer 40K now not because of the quality of the product or anything like that. They hate it because in their mind the wrong people are enjoying it and resonating with the franchise. And this just angers them to no end. Edwin and his ilk would rather Warhammer turn the Emperor trans and have all the space rangers magically die instantly or become women overnight. And this would be done for no other reason than to own the chuds, as they would then say they can proclaim they successfully destroyed yet another franchise in the name of woke virtue signaling. They will gaslight you into believing that you only enjoy Warhammer because you're a racist or a fascist or both. But in reality, the only racist and politically charged fools here are the very people trying to tear these things down. They hate you. They hate that you are also enjoying things, and they hate that they are not able to ruin them further in order to alienate you. As if he couldn't dig a deeper hole, Edwin then says this: "Almost a century since European fascism arose, we may intellectually understand such art for a display of hatred, and yet still feel drawn to it, perhaps because we live in grim, dark times indeed. I think the brutishness and terror of Warhammer 40,000, the obviousness of its depths to its theatrics of tyrants like Hitler and Mussolini, may actually be what lends it positive appeal, in that embracing a monstrous taboo produces a sense of freedom from the hypocrisy that all is well." The Imperium is one of many cathartic dark fantasy statements about the hideousness of contemporary reality. It channels a conviction that our world, this neoliberal and imperial capitalist dog's dinner, is not in fact the height of progress, but fundamentally awful and only getting worse. Well, at least we agree on something, Edwin. That yes, this world is getting worse due to the constant pushing of what you call neoliberal tactics. Borders are ruined, housing is far too expensive because there's far too many people coming in from other places. Inflation is completely out of whack, and most of these people who get offended, they can't even tell you what their gender is. All of these problems are created and perpetuated by typical Democrat liberal policies and leanings, you really can't refute that. And ironically, when these would-be leaders like Biden or Harris say that they want to fix the economy, they also completely omit the fact that they have been in power for the last 4 years and have done absolutely nothing but erode every single facet of foundation that America is built upon. These people hate conservative voices, and they will gaslight people into believing that they have all the solutions. Yet they also created said problems in the first place. It's like Sweet Baby Inc., for crying out loud. Companies had no problems telling stories or resonating with people in the past. And then all of a sudden they let the consultants in, they ruin their games, and then they offer the solution to fix the problem with their consultancy. And in turn they make fad money off of you, and they leave you with a product that ironically no longer resonates whatsoever with the paying customer at all. How people can be so stupid to keep falling for the same tricks over and over simply because they're being told propaganda in order to think or feel a certain way is ridiculous to me. Trump is bad. How so? Well, the news told me he's bad. Where are your examples? Trump is bad, okay? We'll finish with this paragraph from the article, which says, "This was possibly true of Warhammer 40,000 as it was conceived in 1980s Britain. It's certainly true today amid pandemics, mass layoffs, tangible climate change impacts, colonial genocide, witch hunts, sprawling enmity and inequality, and clear evidence that the planet's wealthiest are a pack of would-be post-human autocrats who are even now feeding their plunder into various accelerationist self-preservation initiatives predicated on the extinction of everybody else. At the heart of the developed West, the civic and political institutions that arose from the old post-war liberal social consensus molder and gathering undeath like the emperor dreaming on his golden throne. Objects of worship that have been hollowed out by capital. My brother in Christ, the people you are referring to wanting to accelerate societal decline are overwhelmingly liberals who back the very Democrats that you claim to be your saviors. How you can be this brainwashed on purpose like this is astounding to me. You can't be this stupid on purpose, or maybe you can be. The fact we are living in a time with people truly believing that the very people who are ruining their lives will somehow fix the very problems that they have created for you is insane. And then you have the gall to attack and gaslight entire groups of people who enjoy things because they do not enjoy things the way that you think they should be enjoyed. Ultimately, this is the face of the liberal games journalist for all to see, a parody of unself-aware political activism who cannot distinguish fiction from reality. They lash out believing that the players and consumers are wrong while always making fun of their own positions without even realizing why. Like the Imperium of Man and the other races out there trying to get them, the entertainment of today is very much like a castle unto itself. And right now, these woke morons are trying their damnedest to get through the door, so to speak, so they can continue ruining everything you love in the name of political correctness in their eyes. So you think you hate games journalists, but you really don't hate them enough, and then they wonder why Gamergate 2 exists. While conveniently ignoring the fact that it was caused by the overzealous and tonally out of touch oversight of these very same games people who claim that you're all bigots because you don't agree with them. Shame on all of you, leave Space Marine 2 alone and go play some modern audience slop like Unknown 9 or Dustborn, because that was made for you and that's the stuff you apparently want. Also, they could definitely use the player count numbers, they just hate that you're enjoying things in ways that they don't want you enjoying it. So they'll tear it all down like spoiled children, because if they can't have fun, then why should you? Screw these people, toss them into the warp, never to be seen again, so the forces of chaos can tear them limb from limb for their moronic woke takes. But what do you think about all of this? Let me know in the comments below. Thank you for watching, subscribe, thanks to my patrons and members, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next one.